That music can only mean one thing. Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen joins us. Oh, dear, I can't stand it. I can't. Oh, wait a minute. We have other music. Other music. This music. Oh, God, that's what I can't stand. I can't stand it. My Mets may be out of it, but baseball is still happening, Ibrahim. And now I hear the original Monday Night Football theme song. And today is the first day of the NFL football season. Here to talk me off the limb is Ibrahim, to take away sports contributor. I mean, really, seriously, football?
Well, this is the thing. Football is America's most popular sport. It's the most watched. It's the most popular. People love football. And if they love football, they love the idea of unity. They love the camaraderie. They love the togetherness of the game. And all summer long, we've been talking about quarterbacks and wide receivers that are really, they don't represent the best of football. What I'm more interested in.
Michael Vick, you think these are not the best of football?
I wouldn't say they represent the core and the reason why we love football.
Okay.
I think you might like football better, and some of our listeners might like it better, if they focus on the best expression is at the offensive lines. That's where you see the sense of unity, camaraderie. That's where you see the core and the heart of the game.
So what's the big deal about the offensive lines?
Well, that's literally where a team will make or break a season. A guy like Brady, the quarterback for the New England Patriots, a couple years ago, they went undefeated in the regular season. The next year, he comes back. What happens in the first game? He gets someone breaks through the offensive line and tackles him. He's done for the season. Their season was done. Sam Bradford, who plays for Oklahoma State right now, last year they had an incredible offensive line in college. He would have been the number one draft in the NFL this year, but he decided to come back for a second year. What happens in the first game of the season this year at Oklahoma? He gets hit because his offensive line got depleted throughout the offseason. So the offensive line really is the core of the team, and they anchor the squad.
So you want me to look away from the quarterback and go to that other direction on the screen?
Precisely.
Then.
If you like,
I can do that.
If you like Tennessee, if you like Carolina, if you like New Orleans or the New York Giants, if you like the Jets or the Patriots or even the Denver Broncos, those are the best offensive lines in the country, and you'll see that those teams will rise to the top as the season goes on.
Okay, let's get away from football for a minute. I promise I will watch. Let's go to tennis. Our Cinderella moment, our wonderful Melanie Udan lost yesterday in the U.S. Open. 17 years old, how did it happen?
Well, if you have 43 unforced errors in a U.S. Open match and you're trying to get to the semifinals, it's not going to happen. I think she just ran into her wall, and it literally, I think she did it to herself. And it's really sad, but I think that this is not the end of the story with her.
We'll get her back next time.
Without a doubt.
Okay, Ibrahim, let's talk about something a little different. President Obama's speech last night.
Yep.
We've been asking our listeners what they thought. You watched it. What do you think the president left out?
I think that they focused so much time on end-of-life care, and I think it would be great if we started talking about preventative medicine and preventative care and pain management. I think that's where the whole debate needs to shift into.
Okay, we want to hear what the rest of you think the president left out and your review of the speech at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Ibrahim, thanks so much.
Good morning.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.